Unit 7. Tips from The Travel Bug. Pages 113 and 114. Part 2. Accessing information from spoken texts. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
Welcome to the Travel Bug, the most popular travel site for young people on the web. We're going to deviate from our normal format tonight and look at the backpacking adventure from a totally different perspective. We're going to hear some very helpful tips. This time, not from experienced backpackers, but from experienced parents. Parents whose kids have been there, done that, and whose collective experience and wisdom should be heard by anyone planning a trip.
One of the best parts of going off on a backpacking trip is being completely free, being able to stay in one place as long as it suits you, moving on whenever you're ready, and changing your plans when you feel like it. But do your parents a favor. Have a general plan. Write it out and leave a copy of it with your family. It's comforting for them to know your general whereabouts.
Keep in touch. When I did my backpacking trip through Europe in the 70s, communication was a problem. Believe it or not, there were no cell phones, no Skype, no internet, no instant messaging. I sent home a lot of postcards and maybe talked to my parents once or twice during the whole 6 months. Tell your family how often you're going to be in touch and stick to that schedule. Your parents will be worried about you all the time. There's not much you can do about that. But by checking in regularly, according to a predetermined plan, once a week is reasonable, you will be doing much to reduce their anxiety level. If something out of the ordinary happens in the area where you are traveling, give them a call and let them know you're okay. Parents have a tendency to go off the deep end when it comes to the health and safety of their children. If they hear about an earthquake or a flood near where you are, they will not sleep until they hear from you. So keep abreast of local current affairs and pick up the phone or send an email if something out of the ordinary happens. Today, there are many options for keeping in touch. You should have a prepaid calling card. Even if you decide that taking a cell phone will be too expensive, calling cards offer the option for cheap international calls that can be made from public phones. You can buy these on the internet.
Internet cafes are everywhere. You can create an online journal and simply email it to your family and all your friends. It is a great way of putting your thoughts and experiences down on paper while they are still fresh in your memory and keeping mum and dad happy at the same time.
Yes, and you can also create an online photo album and send pictures back home.
Right. But if you have a photo of yourself bungee jumping or cycling down Bolivia's Death Road, you might want to save it to show your mum in person when you return home.
Let's go on to hear some more tips.
Right. Back to the subject of what to do before you go. Be sure to photocopy your passport and airline tickets, rail passes, and all other important documents. That way, if anything happens, like having your stuff stolen, you will have copies available.
Travel insurance is a very important issue. There are different kinds of policies, and you need to carefully investigate what they cover. Some cover your airline tickets if you need to return on a date different than originally planned. You can also insure your personal belongings against loss and theft. The most important kind of insurance, of course, is to cover the cost of any medical treatment or hospitalization you may need. some parents insist that their kids also get coverage for medical evacuation in the event of an accident or the need for special medical treatment. Remember that insurance can be expensive, so shop around.
Don't hesitate to spend those extra dollars for insurance. It could save you thousands later on.
Talking about health issues, when my daughter went to Central America, I found out from a friend about an organization called IAMAT. IAMAT is a non-profit organization that advises travelers about health-related issues. It has a registry of doctors, specialists, hospitals, and clinics in countries all over the world who have agreed to treat IAMAT members who find themselves in need of medical care at a reasonable price during their travels. The organization's objective is to make high-standard medical care available to travelers anywhere in the world, even in remote places, by North American or European-trained English-speaking doctors. You can join by filling out a form online. Go to www.iamat.org and fill out the form. IAMAT reviews physicians' professional qualifications and continually inspects their offices as well as clinics and hospitals. Before you leave home, have your doctor fill out the traveler's clinical record with your medical data, including your immunizations, eyeglass prescriptions, conditions, allergies, etc. It will provide IAMAT doctors with a complete medical history if you find yourself in need of medical treatment abroad.
That's all the time we have for tonight. I'd like to thank our three moms for taking part in this webcast. Please check out our website, www.travelunlimited.com, for our schedule of backpacker webcasts. You won't find more accurate first-hand information anywhere. Good night.
Now you will hear the text a second time.
Welcome to the Travel Bug, the most popular travel site for young people on the web. We're going to deviate from our normal format tonight and look at the backpacking adventure from a totally different perspective. We're going to hear some very helpful tips. This time, not from experienced backpackers, but from experienced parents. Parents whose kids have been there, done that, and whose collective experience and wisdom should be heard by anyone planning a trip.
One of the best parts of going off on a backpacking trip is being completely free, being able to stay in one place as long as it suits you, moving on whenever you're ready, and changing your plans when you feel like it. But do your parents a favor. Have a general plan. Write it out and leave a copy of it with your family. It's comforting for them to know your general whereabouts.
Keep in touch. When I did my backpacking trip through Europe in the 70s, communication was a problem. Believe it or not, there were no cell phones, no Skype, no internet, no instant messaging. I sent home a lot of postcards and maybe talked to my parents once or twice during the whole 6 months. Tell your family how often you're going to be in touch and stick to that schedule. Your parents will be worried about you all the time. There's not much you can do about that. But by checking in regularly, according to a predetermined plan, once a week is reasonable, you will be doing much to reduce their anxiety level. If something out of the ordinary happens in the area where you are traveling, give them a call and let them know you're okay. Parents have a tendency to go off the deep end when it comes to the health and safety of their children. If they hear about an earthquake or a flood near where you are, they will not sleep until they hear from you. So keep abreast of local current affairs and pick up the phone or send an email if something out of the ordinary happens. Today, there are many options for keeping in touch.
You should have a prepaid calling card. Even if you decide that taking a cell phone will be too expensive, calling cards offer the option for cheap international calls that can be made from public phones. You can buy these on the internet.
Internet cafes are everywhere. You can create an online journal and simply email it to your family and all your friends. It is a great way of putting your thoughts and experiences down on paper while they are still fresh in your memory and keeping Mum and Dad happy at the same time.
Yes, and you can also create an online photo album and send pictures back home.
Right, but if you have a photo of yourself bungee jumping or cycling down Bolivia's Death Road, you might want to save it to show your mum in person when you return home.
Let's go on to hear some more tips.
Right, back to the subject of what to do before you go. Be sure to photocopy your passport and airline tickets, rail passes, and all other important documents. That way, if anything happens, like having your stuff stolen, you will have copies available. Travel insurance is a very important issue. There are different kinds of policies, and you need to carefully investigate what they cover. Some cover your airline tickets if you need to return on a date different than originally planned. You can also insure your personal belongings against loss and theft. The most important kind of insurance, of course, is to cover the cost of any medical treatment or hospitalization you may need. Some parents insist that their kids also get coverage for medical evacuation in the event of an accident or the need for special medical treatment. Remember that insurance can be expensive, so shop around.
Don't hesitate to spend those extra dollars for insurance. It could save you thousands later on.
Talking about health issues, when my daughter went to Central America, I found out from a friend about an organization called IAMAT. IAMAT is a non-profit organization that advises travelers about health-related issues. It has a registry of doctors, specialists, hospitals, and clinics in countries all over the world who have agreed to treat IAMAT members who find themselves in need of medical care at a reasonable price during their travels. The organization's objective is to make high-standard medical care available to travelers anywhere in the world, even in remote places, by North American or European-trained English-speaking doctors. You can join by filling out a form online. Go to www.iamat.org and fill out the form. IAMAT reviews physicians' professional qualifications and continually inspects their offices as well as clinics and hospitals. Before you leave home, have your doctor fill out the traveler's clinical record with your medical data, including your immunizations, eyeglass prescriptions, conditions, allergies, etc. It will provide IAMAT doctors with a complete medical history if you find yourself in need of medical treatment abroad.
That's all the time we have for tonight. I'd like to thank our three moms for taking part in this webcast. Please check out our website, www.travelunlimited.com, for our schedule of backpacker webcasts. You won't find more accurate first-hand information anywhere. Good night.